This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis.
Back in early July, heavy rains across the Northeast led to devastating floods, especially in Vermont. In some places, damage was fairly minimal, thanks in part to property buyouts that started 12 years ago after a flood caused by Tropical Storm Irene. About 170 homes have been purchased and demolished in Vermont since then. Now, after the July floods, dozens more may be needed. But as those in Vermont have learned over the last decade, the process of buyouts is rarely easy or efficient. Marketplace's Henry Epp explains.
Along the Dog River in Northfield, Vermont, you'll find a small park with a wooden pavilion and a few picnic tables and benches across a large open lawn.
And then as you get closer to the river, there's a big meadow area with a big walking path that loops around. And right along the river, there is a buffer of trees and shrubs.
That's Michelle Braun, the executive director of a nonprofit that works on river protection in Vermont. She's also the former land use planner for Northfield, a town of less than 6,000 people. It's hard to tell at first, but as we look around Dog River Park, the signs of flooding that hit this area in early July become apparent. Some small trees are bent over and filled with dead leaves and sticks that were carried by the floodwaters. You can see signs that water spilled onto the lawn, too.
I describe it as sediment dropped by the river. It looks like a lawn with muddy areas.
On July 10th, Braun says, floodwaters covered this park and the adjacent street and spilled into the basements of some nearby homes. But that was it, because this was not a park the last time major flooding hit in 2011. It was a neighborhood of seven homes.
For the seven houses that we no longer see in the park where we're sitting, they would have been flooded in this most recent flood.
But the town bought out all those homes after Tropical Storm Irene in 2011, a move that not everyone liked. The main concern, that demolishing homes would reduce Northfield's property tax rolls, also known as its grand list.
My main argument was that it was the flood that had hit the grand list, not the buyouts. The purpose of the buyouts is to save the community money in the long run, to prevent these massive losses from happening again in the future.
Ultimately, town leaders agreed, and in total, Braun arranged 18 buyouts around Northfield. Some took up to 4 years to complete. Other buyouts in Vermont took as long as a decade. One way that process could be sped up, if risk areas are mapped by planners and buyouts are discussed with homeowners before a disaster strikes, says A.R. Siders, an assistant professor at the University of Delaware who studied buyout programs.
You don't want the first time someone ever hears about a buyout, you don't want it to be when they're standing in 3 feet of mud, because at that moment they are also emotionally overwhelmed, they might be financially overwhelmed, and you don't want them to be making that big decision in that emotional moment.
Vermont and other states and municipalities have started to do this by setting up ongoing buyout programs. In the last 2 years, the state legislature directed nearly $20 million in federal pandemic relief funds to its buyout program. The idea, says Stephanie Smith, the state's hazard mitigation officer, is to be more proactive.
In a perfect world, the program is designed in a way where it's intended to be forward-thinking, long-term risk reduction, so that we're fixing things before they go wrong.
But in reality,
people are most interested in it when things have gone wrong.
Like right now, with homes and businesses around the state still reeling from the July flooding. Smith says the state is just beginning the process of offering buyouts. Already, she says, about 120 homeowners have expressed interest in selling. Kevin Geiger is a director with the Local Planning Commission who worked on buyouts after Tropical Storm Irene. He says as long and challenging as that process was, it paid off.
Well over 100 households did not lose basically all of their money in their house. And nobody had to go rescue them. Nobody had knocked on their door. They didn't have to lose everything. None of that trauma happened again to them or to the next person.
The work now is to find ways to do buyouts faster before the next flood hits. In Northfield, Vermont, I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.